everyone, it's Ray from the Teach Better team, and you are listening to the audio blog, Setting the Bar, 3 Tips to Help Our Students Meet and Exceed Our Expectations by Michael Jennings over on teachbetter.com. As educators, we work tirelessly designing differentiated lessons, inspiring projects, captivating activities, inclusive rules that foster positivity, respect, and gosh, so much more. All of this in the effort to ensure our students learn, develop, and be as successful as possible. Our knowledge of content, experiences teaching, coaching, and countless amounts of trial and error has led us to expect a certain level of aforementioned learning and development to take place. Everyone is happy when those expectations are met, and we love it when our students succeed our expectations. Regardless of what dictionary we find the definition of expectation in, we can more or less agree that an expectation is the belief that something will happen or someone will achieve X, Y, or Z. If we are working daily to offer our students opportunities to meet these expectations, the vast majority will, at a minimum, meet them. I believe this is true regardless of the content area, discipline, or profession of the matter. A remarkable thing about humans is that we have an uncanny ability to rise to the occasion. We inherently like to overcome obstacles, meet challenges. So if we set low expectations for ourselves or others, they will likely be met. But at the same time, if we set the bar high, as we surprise ourselves with the ability to reach those expectations, even if they seem lofty. Whether it's building a classroom culture, learning skills, or retaining information, how we can ensure our students will meet or exceed those expectations? Well, there are 3 things we can do for our students to help set them up for success. Number 1, set the bar high. Do it. Even if it might seem like a stretch, even if we might seem unsure, go ahead, push them to their limits, challenge our students to reach higher than they have ever before. Once we decide how high to set the bar, make it known. One of the most important and often neglected aspects of setting expectation is the fact that we sometimes forget to clearly state what those expectations are and how high that bar has been set. We can't be disappointed or upset at students who don't meet those expectations they don't know exists. Now that students know what they are and where the bar is, be proud of the bar being set that high and let them know that it is special, exciting, and an achievement to meet or exceed them. After all, you set the bar so high even if you were unsure. Number 2, be consistent. Do not change. Do not waver. Consistency is key for helping students reach that bar. As soon as we falter on expectations, the curtain is lifted. Students see that and they think it's okay to do less than their best. They see and think it's okay to turn something in late, or it's okay to be disrespectful to a peer. All students throughout the year have ebb and flows. The consistency of our expectations and the height in which we set the bar is what students can rely on as we ride those waves. But no means I'm saying that expectations can't change. However, if they do, we must not forget to go back to step 1 and re-identify what they are and make them known to the class and group of students. Number 3, give feedback. Let students know how they're doing. Let them know where they are standing on the road to meet and exceed our expectations. Praise them as they make steps in the right direction. Shout it from the mountaintops when they've reached that bar. Share it with students, classes, and teachers. All of us are much more likely to continue to do something if we're praised for what we're doing. Our students are no exception. Conversely, it is important to let students know when they have acted in a way that is counteractive to those expectations. Failure to reach the bar due to ability, skill, or knowledge level should be met with positivity and an understanding that failure is the best teacher. When it comes to behavior and actions, we can often be quick to reprimand, discipline, or even yell. However, simply reprimanding a student that that's not how we do it here, or these have been the expectations from day one, can be powerful phrases when backward steps are taken. Whether it be homework, participation, group projects, or classroom rules, expectations can be set and met. By setting the bar high, being consistent, and offering our students feedback on their progress, we ensure our students will meet and exceed our expectations. In doing so, they experience success in the classroom, in the gym, on the field, and in real life. This blog was written by Michael Jennings. Michael Jennings has been a teacher and a coach for nearly 10 years. He has a master's degree in both secondary education, curriculum and assessment, and exercise physiology. He has nearly a decade of experience in various youth development fields at both the public and private sectors. Michael is passionate about physical literacy, long-term athletic development, and the holistic development of his students. He is a regular presenter at local, state, and regional conferences, and his presentations include student growth, assessment and feedback, curriculum development, developing culture and physical school activities, long-term physical development, and so much more. If you want to go check out more of Michael Jennings' blogs over at teachbetter.com, you can head there right now, or you should also go follow Michael Jennings over on Twitter at T-H-E-S-C-H-M-I-K-E.